And if we're talking about ringing a bell, you might ask, has the bell been
rung?
And I might tell you, yes, this morning we, what the bell?
Rung the bell.
And if we're talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask me, has the sun
rose?
And I might say, yes, at 6 o'clock this morning it
rose.
And if we were talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has he, what, into the lake?
Dive.
And I might answer, yes, 5 minutes ago he
dive in the lake.
If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children
grown?
And I might answer, yes, years ago they
it was grown, I reckon.
Okay. Let's see. Check back here. You said you were 81. If I asked you how old you are, you would say, I, what, 81?
I say them on 18th September.
Okay. And so today, you'd say, I was 81 in on that date.
Yeah.
And today, I, what, 81 years old?
Yeah.
Well, what word would you put in between I and 81? You'd say, I, what?
I'm 81, I reckon I'd save that up to have another word.
Okay. If I asked, are you tired? You might answer, no, I...
Give out.
Now, if I asked you if you were tired and if you weren't, that you'd say, no, I...
No, I'm not tired either. I am tired.
Okay. Will you finish this sentence for me, please? I don't chew tobacco, but he...
He does.
Okay. And I always behave myself, but he...
Don't.
Okay. And would you put a word into these sentences for me? I thought you, what, coming with us? I thought you... What word would you put in between coming with us? I thought you...
Was coming.
And we, what, going to town? We...
We're going to town.
If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there, what, a lot of things I do. There.
Let's see. Well, I couldn't do that. I don't do that.
Well, now, what word would you put in between there and a lot? If I said, you still do a lot of things, you'd say, yes, there. What?
Yes, I do, or something like that.
Yeah, but if you wanted to say there and a lot, what word would you put in between there? Yes, there, what, a lot of things.
Very. It's very hard.
Well, let's see now where I am. Okay. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you.
Red or yellow or white.
Okay. And you might answer, the roses, what, yellow?
The Texas rose.
Yeah. And if, let's see, if we were talking about the colors of the roses, and I said, what color are they? You might say, they, what, yellow?
Dark.
Yeah, let's see. Do you remember the story of Little Red Riding Hood?
I read the book when I... Well, way back.
Well, do you remember what animal it was that Little Red Riding Hood met in the woods?
Bear. Tree bear.
Yeah, well, no. Now,
no.
There's another animal that it's,
yeah,
looks sort of like a dog.
Golden Lock.
Yeah, well, now, I'm still talking about Little Red Riding Hood.
Holy.
And when she was in the woods, she met an animal that looked kind of like a dog, but it's not a dog. Do you remember what it was? It's sort of like a dog and sort of like a fox, but it's big.
Yeah, favorite fox. I remember seeing a picture.
Yeah. Do you remember the kind of animal it was?
No, let's see. Do you care?
No, I don't.
I do.
And there's a little song that children sing sometimes. It says, who's afraid of the big bad?
Wolf.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.